Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, here we are. It is Wisdom Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. And November 15th, 2015, 2 years ago today, it was the day that my beautiful wife Michelle and I moved from, I was in Chicago about 15 years, and Michelle was there about maybe a year or two longer than that, and that's the day we moved here to sunny Arizona. So our 2 year anniversary today in the middle of the desert, and we got a beautiful view today as usual, as the sun is about to be setting, so the sky turns the beautiful purple. A little later on, we'll get some orange colors. So, Wisdom Wednesday here today. Hey, Brianne, good seeing you. So, yesterday, if you followed my Facebook page, you saw that I was putting some posts up about a flight that I was attempting to take and eventually was able to take to return home from a business meeting in Salt Lake City that I flew up there in the morning and quick meeting, was flying right back, but the airline gods-to-be had a different thing in mind, and the delay for the return flight was longer than the time I was planning to spend in Salt Lake City all put together. So about a three-hour delay. And so, but had it. So a couple of lessons to be learned. Number one is this could have been, if you ask me, avoided. What happened is, I mean, as we were getting off the plane in Phoenix at 9 whatever the heck at night, for what was supposed to get in at 6 o'clock, I saw one of the passengers was speaking to the pilot, and they were saying something. The pilot was explaining about how, well, you see, the tires have a certain amount of allowed wear and tear on them before they have to be replaced. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Because what happened was the plane was delayed, and when it finally came in, immediately the gate person got on the loudspeaker and said, hey, the plane's here. We ought to be boarding. You know, people get off. We'll board in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll be ready to go. Then the pilot came off after all the people got off the plane, and he corrected the gate person and said, well, no, actually, we have an issue with the front tires, and someone will be here. A mechanic will be here in about a half an hour to check it out. So there's lesson number one. And it's all about managing expectations, okay? So they said right away, hey, we're about to get on, and then, no, we're not. And then they said, well, the mechanic will be here in about a half an hour to check it out. It was longer, and then it took about an hour to change the tires. And so what initially was supposed to be like an hour delay, then it was a two-hour delay, then it was a two-and-a-half-hour delay. Now, here's the thing. People are pretty much used to it in the airline industry, because I looked around the waiting area, and people were just like, yeah, whatever. Like, we understand they're over-promising, under-delivering. That's what airlines do. They kind of tell you one thing, they do another. So they were pretty much understanding it. So I guess that's good news, but you would not want that to happen in your business. Second of all, if you can avoid avoidable customer service problems like this, I mean, I'm guessing that tire didn't just suddenly get down to the below the acceptable level of tire tread left on the tire while it was in mid-flight being delayed en route to Salt Lake City to get us to Phoenix. I'm pretty sure that if they had checked that a week before, a day before, like who knows when, have a sensor on the plane that says, hey, it's getting down within a certain amount, so the next time it's overnight somewhere, change the tires. Like, do not wait until the 150 passengers waiting to get home. They had up on the board 8 different cities that had connecting flights, so they all missed their connections. So just all kinds of trouble because you didn't keep track of the wear and tear in your tires. I mean, am I the only one that owns a car? Like, pretty much, you know, we own a car, and it's up to us to check the tread on the tires and make sure that when it gets down to a certain level, we get that thing checked out and changed. Well, you think that would be the case with an airline, that they wouldn't wait until the plane is in flight to suddenly realize, oh, it's too low. We can't even take off one more flight. That's how low it was. Should they have not changed it earlier? I think so. Should they have managed expectations better by not just kept over-promising and under-delivering about how quickly we'd be taken off? I think so. How many people had to call home multiple times? Honey, going to be a little late. Honey, pick me up a half an hour later. Honey, an hour later. Honey, better have dinner with the kids. Honey, not going to be home. You know, come on now. So that's the lesson for Wisdom Wednesday. We're small business owners. About the best thing we have going for us over big companies is that we are nimble and quick. We're small. We can do things quickly. We can do things much smarter. We can take actions much faster than big companies do with their layers of, well, one person said this and another said that, and it's not his fault, it's that and it's this, and you understand, and we have rules, and that's the way it goes. And, like, let's not do that in our small businesses. Fair enough. You know, I'm holding it in my hand down here, and I've neglected to share the rhino of the day, which I will do now at the end of the video. And why is this rhino wrapped? I believe it's a rhino. Ooh, there's a little something showing there, wrapped in this paper, and now I see it's wrapped in plastic, too. It's because 2-year anniversary of us moving here, and I still have rhinos in boxes. I have hundreds of rhinos all over the place, hundreds more still in boxes. This, I took out, I just grabbed anything out of my, whoa, out of one of the boxes that just says rhinos on it, and I'm predicting there'll be a rhino in here. I don't know which one, and so I'll open it with you, and we're about to find out. So it's still wrapped in the paper. I'm going to have to kind of kneel down, put it down here on the ground, and let's check it out. Now I've got to keep one hand on camera here out on my terrace. And then we got plastic. Oh, yeah, it's a cool one. Oh, we like this one. All right, so. Oh, I better hold on to it. There it is. The rhino of the day is this bookend rhino. So I know I got another one. Oh, coming up soon, folks. Stay tuned for Rhino of the Day coming up. It's going to look just like this. Oh, and you can see, as a bunch of my rhinos are, the top of the horn is broken off. And being a rhino just keeps going. You've got 2-inch thick skin. You can break off the horn. You can mess with them. And just that's why the rhino's a symbol of the entrepreneur, because you can mess with them all you want, but you just can't stop them. This rhino's going to keep charging, even though somebody cut off half of them. And so they even just cut him off. He's only got 2 arms, but he's still charging away. And so it's a beautiful, I think it's some kind of a marble bookend. Beautiful, heavy, substantial rhino. I must have packed it not well. I bet I'll find the horn in there with the plastic. But that's the rhino of the day for today, Wisdom Wednesday, November 15, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Brianne, thanks for being here. Anyone else watching on the replay? I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, so we'll leave it at that, and I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. Hope you'll join me then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.